USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats seeking the White House discussing the coronavirus threat to the nation.
It is a absolute moral imperative that our response meet the enormity of this crisis.
That's Bernie Sanders speaking yesterday in his home state of Vermont. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Democratic hopeful Joe Biden was criticizing the lack of available test kits, labeling it a colossal national failure.
And it's a failure of planning, leadership, and execution.
The spread of the virus has more and more employers telling their people to work from home. Fears of a recession continue to rattle investors. Major stock indices down at least 20% from their recent highs. More than 1,700 cases of the virus have been detected in the U.S., with at least 41 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After initially saying the March Madness would happen without fans in the stands, the NCAA has now announced that the men's and women's basketball tournaments are canceled because of coronavirus. A lot of cancellations happening in pro sports, too.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NBA have all suspended their operations because of the coronavirus epidemic sweeping across the United States. Owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, says now's not the time to be thinking about basketball.
This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic. This is something out of a movie.
NASCAR also says the race is on for this weekend in Atlanta, but no fans will be allowed to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
House Democrats in the White House failing to reach agreement on an economic relief package to address the virus outbreak last night, but Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she expects they'll have a deal sometime today. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two major cruise lines are staying ashore as coronavirus spreads. Princess is stopping all cruises within the next 5 days, though it's continuing current itineraries until they're completed. This comes after two of its ships carried passengers who ended up testing positive for the virus, and one of those ships just docked this week in California. It took 3 days to disembark. And Viking Cruise is not immediately halting its ships, but says it will do so on May 1st. In the Major Leagues, baseball's Baltimore Orioles are updating the situation concerning their first baseman, Trey Mancini. They say he had a malignant tumor removed from his colon yesterday. It was discovered last week during a routine colonoscopy. The team says lab results and the timetable for Mancini's recovery will not be clear until sometime next week. The 27-year-old hit 35 home runs last season. And the Beastie Boys are back. Well, the trailer for a new documentary about them is out, and it teases the tale of three best friends who inspired the world, according to producers. The New York rappers hit it big in 1986 with their first album, Licensed to Ill, their story told by surviving members Mike Diamond and Adam Horovitz. The movie premieres on IMAX April 2nd and on Apple TV Plus on April 24th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.